Hey, what's poppin', y'all? This is Big C from the Movement Fam, representing Melbourne, Australia, all the way out here in Montreal, Canada. And right now, you're tuned in to Hip Hop Digest Show with my people's King Killer, Kurt G, and E Green. Let's get it.
Sitting in the restaurant, going over my album credits, eating grilled chicken salad with romaine lettuce, strategizing how to run harder than Jerome Bettis. Pretty women with a fat bubble seem to be my fetish. Everything's copacetic. We bond and I banish. Had ladies from black, white, Brazilian, or Spanish. Don't know how I manage, but I got them all intact. Keep that pussy to yourself, boo, till I get back.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
Of course, it's E Green. He said, hold that for him.
Yeah. I thought this was a PG show there, Mr. Layman. I didn't know you could say pussy on this show.
Oh, he's good. Don't worry about that. So, Mr. Layman on that lot of dark, man.
Yes, sir. Verbal intercourse.
Really?
Yes. Literally.
No doubt. So thank you for that Hip Hop Digest sing along. See, we're not trying to kill topics, yo. Every now and then we fade in and out on topics or whatever. So we thought it was a good time to bring you one, and that was a good one.
Yes, sir.
That was a good one. Happy recording day, gentlemen.
Yes, happy recording day, sir. We definitely didn't expect to see you today.
Nah, man, I wanted to get it in, man. I wanted to, you know, do what we do. So, we're going to freestyle today. I don't have a ton of topics, so we just kind of freestyling and chatting it up a little bit. But the first topic is actually pretty interesting here. The man, you may not remember him or you may not even know who he was. Remember back on the campaign trail when Trump was called that cat my African-American?
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
Well, Trump African-American has left the GOP. A gentleman by the name of Gregory Sheetal, okay? He said he went to a Trump rally. I must have been the only nigga out there. Trump saw him, pointed to him. Look at my African-American. He was a GOP real estate broker, okay? Was in the GOP and shit. But now saying that Trump, along with the GOP, their only concern is for whites. My question to you, gentlemen, on the first topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, what's up with conservative niggas? And he didn't realize that before that?
You down with GOP? Nah, you know me. Nah, see, he got caught out there. He got caught out. First of all, I guess, like you said, he was just there. And I really don't, you know, conspiracy brother in me thinks it was all planned anyway. But he's saying he was just there on a humble, checking out his party, and got called Trump's African-American, huh? That's how he's saying it happened?
That's how he's saying it happens.
He just happened to be in the spot and got pointed out. I think they realized the demographics, and they said we need at least one out here.
But I guess my thing is that I wonder what makes guys like that tick. What makes conservative nut niggas tick? I mean, damn, B, you didn't see that. You didn't hear that. All that Obama shit, all that other shit leading up to this.
Some people be attached themselves to shit that I think they look at what's being said and what possibilities, and they get caught up in the white sensibilities. Because I don't want to be a nigga. I don't want to be one of these people they're talking about. I'm going to be better. I'm going to subscribe to what they're talking about. But they're not getting the whole picture because, nigga, they're not talking about you.
See, what it is, a shout out to Big Crit. I don't want to be another nigga, as you just said. They don't want to be looked at as being pigeonholed to being all blacks or Democrats. They don't want to be pigeonholed like that. They want to be able to say, you know what? Fuck that. I'm not a Democrat. I agree with a lot of shit that the Republicans say. And I don't have a problem with that because I agree with some shit that they say too. Not every fucking thing. Them niggas is off the wall on some shit that they do. But still, you gotta see the shit for yourself. You can't be out there in the crowd with a motherfucker that you know speak the type of rhetoric that he speaks and you know this nigga is just racist as hell. And you're going to sit there and actually in the crowd and know that up front, this nigga was up front. That this nigga probably might point you the fuck out. If, like you said, it wasn't a plan.
How many examples Kanye West talking at slavery 400 years? It sound like a choice shit. Obviously, we always talk about Clarence Thomas, that type of shit. I mean, self-hate, man. I'm sorry. All this issues and tax bracket shit, yeah, I can get it. A motherfucker with money, he might fuck with Trump because he don't want nobody to take his money. Okay?
Oh, hell yeah. You know, there's a lot of famous black people that are Republicans.
No doubt.
Exactly. And they're Republicans because of that reason. They're saving money. But like I said, there's some reasons for that. You say, okay, I'm getting a tax break, so I fuck with Republicans on that. But you can't fuck with them on every issue that they got.
Right, you can't show up at a Trump rally.
Right. To me, I think 90% of motherfuckers should be independent anyway. You don't think one way, all one way. You don't think all Democrat. You don't think all fucking Republican. You may think a little bit of a mix of each. So everybody should be independent to me.
Oh, no doubt. I told you, I'm not either one. I vote on issues, not on party.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, man. Yo, no props to that motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Damn.
he called him a nut nigga anyway.
Yeah, man.
You can't go a show without calling a nigga a nut nigga.
Me, no props, yo, because I don't, yo, I just, again, it's always deep in me, and I think I do a pretty good job of studying humanity. I'm not an expert on that, but damn, it just really bothers me, and I wonder what makes niggas who fuck with Republicans, you know, hard white style, what makes them tick. You know, they look in the mirror, and that's a lot, and that has nothing to do with rich or poor niggas. I mean, that's like motherfucking Africans who come over here. I'm not African American. I am African.
And what's wrong with that though, B?
Okay, but if you're talking about a filter through redneck, red state motherfuckers, he's a nigga. No matter what.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so that, you come
you
here.
You can't let nobody define you.
Yeah.
You got your base.
That's true. Okay. I'm not saying that he needs to turn into a soul brother or whatever like that. What I'm saying is that when you come here, okay, just like if I go to South Africa, there's a way how they get down over there. It's incumbent on you to know that. Okay.
All right. Let me throw this little bit of kerosene in this shit.
All right. No doubt.
You and I got a history of this African shit.
Okay.
So let's just try to do it like this. You know, the image of African Americans out here in the world is pretty fucked up, right?
Indeed.
All this social media shit, fighting for chicken, fighting for whatever the fuck.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Just. We got a fucked up image as African Americans.
No doubt. Yes, sir.
Right? Around the world.
Yes, sir.
So if you're African who has a deep, strong, rich heritage, and yes, you come over to this land of milk and honey, you are not going to want to be associated with this imagery that's put out here in the world. And again, we're not them ignorant niggas. You know what I'm saying? We exist. But the imagery of niggas out here on social, and I say social media because fuck TV and all that shit. Now it's all on the internet.
Yeah, right.
And everybody's face is in their phone or their computer looking at the internet. So the imagery of African Americans is so fucked up. If I was a French national, African French or whatever you want to call them, French African national, and I'm looking at videos and all this shit, I'm like, man, fuck them niggas over there. I don't want nothing to do with that shit. But should that stop me from, if I have a lucrative business that I know I can bring to America and get more bread, I shouldn't do it?
Okay. All right. So here we are in your actual brink. So what you're saying is from their perspective is, okay, I'll give you that. From their perspective.
Yes. Yes.
But don't come over here and try to catch an attitude with me because a white man labeled you like me. Okay, now you done learned you, United States of America, lesson number one. Okay?
Yes, yes, you're correct.
Don't, but now when you, and African cats got a history of trying to front on you and play that role. GOP, yes, cats like Trump, GOP cats like the cat who just left the park. New niggas try to run that same game. Okay?
But we're the invisible ones, B. You, me, Kurt G, and people like us, we're the invisible ones. Motherfuckers is working, paying their taxes, not robbing and stealing and being on the internet fighting for chicken. We don't exist because nobody sees us. So until that African brother or sister gets over here and gets to know you, hell no, I wouldn't want to be no nigga like that.
Again.
But like you said, they're going to be associated regardless. You know, even the president talking about motherfuckers going back to where they come from and shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it is definitely an issue. But what I've been trying to, you know, parlay to you all these years is we have to find a way to show them folks from over there that come over here that all of us are not fighting for chicken, my nigga. And instead of just being mad at them, because that's the
I'm mad at them when they gonna come front on me like it's my fault that the white man fronting on them. And you can't be you, and you can't come over here from Africa doing that, because Africa fucked up.
Okay,
no, nah, not all of Africa.
Okay, B, yeah, I'm sorry.
Don't throw it all under the bus. B,
okay, then don't throw all us under the bus. See, that's a two-way street, nigga. I know the game. That's a two-way street, nigga. Okay, so you're allowing them the latitude because of the world opinion and them immigrating over here to, okay, well, that's how they're going to think, throw under the bus. Nigga, the same thing. Not all Africa fucked up, but trust me, a lot of Africa fucked up, or else folks wouldn't be over here, okay? So don't give me that shit. B, don't give me that shit.
Do a little more studying on that, B.
Nigga, just like anybody, I don't give a fuck. Cats is leaving Central America, El Salvador, Colombia. It's fucked up over there. Don't give me that shit, okay? But again, what I'm saying is don't blame me if you come over here and you get fronted on, okay? You get fronted on because that's the history of the country. That's the United States of America lesson number one. White folk, especially red state rednecks, are going to run that game, okay? Know the game. Be prepared for the game. Don't try to run up on no brothers and sisters and fronting on them. You know what I mean? Because most of us, not the cats who show up on the internet lining up for some goddamn chicken sandwiches, but most of us ain't got time for that shit. Working, right. Like you said, right. Paying taxes, raising our children, you know what I mean? Being citizens. All of us, yo, we're United States veterans. Yo, we done served our country. So, B, I hear what you're saying, and I respect your opinion. But you come up and meet with that shit, nigga. You come at me with that shit.
Killer done lost us all our African fucking fans and shit. They about to shut us down, and we got quite a few over there.
B, again, I'm just talking 1,000. I'm just being, and they could be 1,000 with me. You know what I mean? So you know, that's what's up, yo.
We're just fatally disconnected, yo.
Yes,
and that's
sir.
A terrible thing, because I can't imagine a person from Turkey coming over here looking at Turkish Americans like, yeah, I don't fuck with them niggers. Or Turkish Americans talking about, man, fuck Turkey. I ain't never going. Turkey's fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
That was the plan from the beginning. That's the way it was set up to separate us completely.
Yeah.
They separated us from there to here. And then when we got here, they separated us.
And we lost our culture, our God. And by the way we act, We lost our mind.
We lost everything. All a plan, my nigga.
So, no doubt. All right, let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Shannon Sharp slams Buffalo rappers. Basically, he didn't slam, but he just said, ain't no good rappers from Buffalo in a conversation. And this is really kind of a topic that I just threw in my phone. A number one, without even looking at the article, without even reading the article, Shannon Sharp doesn't know anything about hip hop besides Jay-Z and Drake.
or Lil Wayne who does their intro on their show.
Okay, whatever. That's a bad look anyway.
Real bad.
That nigga's got to have part ownership in this shit, because that nigga not only just gets the intro to the show, the nigga be on the show probably like, what, 2 or 3 times a year?
That is definitely
so
a bad.
So you know he got to have some ownership in that shit.
So I record it and skip past all that bullshit anyway.
So all that being said, see, I guess like one of the things that fuels me from doing to do the Hip Hop Digest is things like that. And I like Shannon Sharp, and he's usually on point, especially with like racial type issues or whatever. But come on, B, you know nothing about hip hop. And maybe his association with Lil Wayne and his fucking intro song, and every, I guess he see Jay-Z every now and then and backslapping and shit, make him a goddamn authority. You know what I mean? I just don't like it, B. I just don't like when the general media, who knows nothing about hip-hop, gets to speak on such issues.
Well, see, that's... Well, you know what? Because I like Shannon, I'm going to give him this pass. Only this pass he gets. Like you said, he don't know shit about hip-hop, probably, for the most part. If he did, he stopped knowing anything about hip-hop past 95. He was done. He was out the game, and it's over with.
Soft shoe.
Exactly. The nigga went straight R&B. But,
damn.
Saying, I'm going to give him this pass on this way. Saying, he don't know. Them Griselda boys and niggas is in Buffalo doing their thing. He don't know about them. They ain't mad fucking popular niggas.
They're not on the radio.
They ain't on the radio. They're not on his radar. So he don't even know these niggas exist. They're not on the top of an Apple playlist. Top of a Spotify playlist. He don't know who these niggas are. So when he said ain't no good rappers out in Buffalo, he honestly meant that, because he ain't never heard of them niggas.
No doubt.
And I'm gonna say, as much as I respect Uncle Shan for his commentary most of the time, I never expected him to know about Griselda or Royce da 5'9" or anybody else outside of the commercial scope. He doesn't strike me as somebody who would know Apollo Brown or nothing like that. So when he made that comment, it's one of them, like, for me it was like a non-issue, because it's like, who cares, he doesn't know, you know. But you know, it got to the point where one of them dudes, it might have been West Side Gunn, that responded to him on Twitter and stuff. So it made a big deal, but I think it was a big deal over nothing, because you got to look at the players and then figure out, do you need to exercise any effort in that? And he just doesn't strike me as somebody who is in that vein.
No doubt.
Yeah, West Side Gunn better not say too much about that nigga. Might lose that key to the city.
Yeah, well.
Oh, it was respectful. What I read was respectful. Ignorance.
I wouldn't expect it to be, you know, regular rap beef ignorance or whatever. Yeah. I just pointed that out, is that, you know, cats, hip hop and just popular rap is so laissez-faire or whatever. It's one of the things that I remember the source used to write articles about how regular media covered hip hop and being so wrong and having the facts so wrong about a lot of things, because they knew nothing about hip hop.
Right.
And that's all I was looking at Shannon. Shannon is like, yo, Buffalo, that's some backwards shit. You know what I mean?
He's still thinking about Buffalo Bills.
Right. And that's where he was coming from. He's like, Buffalo ain't no, you know, it's hardly barely any niggas in Buffalo, even though that's wrong too. So
the team sucks, so the rappers gotta suck.
Right. So no doubt. That's what's up. All right, yo, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is something I picked up and I thought was kind of interesting. We covered this before, but I think a refresher is due. This guy writes an article, Scratching on DJ Controllers, 7 Myths Busted. And this is a guy who basically is advocating for cutting and scratching on MIDI controllers, if you will. And he said the first myth is scratching on a controller doesn't sound the same as on vinyl. And, of course, he's arguing that the technology is so good, you can barely tell the difference between the sound of vinyl and digital. I think that if your ears are tuned to digital, you may not be able to tell the difference. If you're somebody like us who kind of knows the difference between analog and digital, you're probably going to be able to tell the difference. And actually, more importantly, if your ears are tuned to digital, you will think analog sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Right, because it's not as loud as that shit. That shit's crazy loud.
So, indeed, he goes on a couple of other points. I won't go into the technical shit about latency. We'll go on about that. Let's see. Jog wheels. Let's skip that. You can't beat juggle without spinning visual cues. And this is getting into the point where, what? Again, okay, this is for the DJ niggas out there. So basically, a visual cue, you know, when somebody puts a mark on the record.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and obviously in all the software, at least Serato DJ, you can use a cue point marker. Okay, you mark the cue point, it's right there, this, that, and the third. I don't know, cue points make it so easy. You know what I'm saying? You never, obviously, you're on a controller, so there is no needle. And in order to get to the next cue point, you just have to push the button. You know, I infinitely, till I'm blue in the face, says that it still takes more skill to do it with the needle in the groove on a regular record than through software. Come on, fuck. You know what I mean? Yeah. You can fucking play guitar riffs on a fucking keyboard. But that don't make you Jimi Hendrix, nigga. The fuck? And what's up with technology, niggas, Kurt G? Why are you niggas just wildin'?
Well, they trying to justify their shit. They want to make sure their shit says, I'm just as good as anything that was done in the past, or anything that's being done by all these so-called the best DJs in the game, i.e., Scratch and your boy that you're going to see tonight.
Oh, Jazzy.
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 Yes. And Jazzy is all about the technology.
Yes, he is. Yes,
but you
he
know
is.
What? I don't have a problem with the technology. I really don't, because I've seen people do amazing things with it. But at the same time, like you're saying, Killer, unless you are versed in both schools, then just be the best at that. It's okay.
Look, technology isn't going anywhere, and there is a place in this world for technology. Look, for goodness sake, yo. You know, modern mobile DJs, look, I'm not blaming them, niggas. It's the basically three suitcases. You know what I mean? It's basically three suitcases and a laptop, and you're good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's no back strain. There's no heavy crates. There's no wires. There's none of that shit. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? Look, there's not a goddamn thing wrong with that. Let me repeat. This is a refresher course. I think when it comes to competition DJ, there needs to be divisions. There just needs to be divisions. And to me, the grand prize at the top of the division is the needle in the groove with the record. That's the top of the division. The other divisions, not less than important, but just other divisions. We have somebody on a DDJ 400 Pioneer SL division, and these guys are pushing the hell out of the button and shit.
Killing it.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Pushing the button with your elbow and shit. Go in, nigga. You know what I mean? I'm good with that shit. You know what I mean? Well, best pre-sync mix done at home before the competition. Fine, nigga. You want to give a trophy for that shit? Go in.
Everybody gets a trophy.
Everybody gets a goddamn trophy.
You get a trophy.
Yeah. So, and he goes on. Most of it is technical. But the one, number seven, he said, you will be, you'll never be respected scratching on digital gear. And again, I don't think that that's true. I think you can get respect. And I think you're right. Some of the shit that they do is quite amazing. I think for me, digital gear kind of takes the human element out of it, because some of that shit they do is so amazing, but it sounds so robotic. Mm-hmm. It's not the human element. There's not the small mistake that the person recovers from.
Because you get a needle skip, and then you just bring it back and work it out. That shit doesn't happen on those other shit.
And maybe
it?
It's just me, because sometimes you'd be at clubs and maybe, you know, the DJ, any DJ can mix, can drift a little bit, but sometimes I'll be hearing shit and I'll be thinking to myself, damn, get fix it, fix it. I hear it drifting, fix it. And then he fixes it. That's the human element in DJing that I miss. Not every DJ is so fucking rosy robotic that it's just so fucking right angle that it takes the human element out of it for me. You know what I mean? DJs who mess up, the drifting of the mix a little bit, and I'm rooting for the cat. Yo, fix that blend, nigga. and if you can't fix it, you better learn to get out of it.
You gotta fade, yeah, nigga.
Exactly.
That's what the fader is for, nigga.
Right, no doubt.
So, fuck out of there.
So yes, I'm not. Again, I'm not. It may come off like I'm anti-technology. I'm not. Jesus Christ, I got fucking Soretto right here. You know what I mean?
You see it?
Shit, I'm recording a hell of a lot of 12 inches as we speak. You know what I mean? Because it's easier to take the motherfuckers on a hard drive than carrying them. So, you know what I mean? So, that's what's up, yo. That's what's good, yo. So, since we freestyling.
I think it's just, at the end of the day, yo, just like whether it's an MC or rappers of today, people just want to fit in. You know what I'm saying? And that again, shows the greatness of what was before. But instead of embracing it, people want to, you know, move away from it and do their own thing and still consider themselves great. But you just don't compare it. Just go do what you're doing. Drake and Migos and everybody else today, you are great. And I say that because you're making a lot of money. And in this culture and time, that's what it's about. It ain't about hearing a lyric and just blows your head like, yo, what did, you know what I'm saying? That's what the feeling that we were getting before from MCs or again, DJs. Like when I used to see Donis mixing, this is when I first started doing it. I had the headphone crutch. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't mix and cut none of that shit with no headphones. I'm watching these dudes do this like, God damn. So I don't know. You just got to Let the new be the new and appreciate it for what it is. And, you know, I think we at times also got to not put anger or hate on it because it's not what we came up on. We know what we came up on. We see what's now. Just accept it for what it is. Then maybe they'll be all right.
Yeah, but you know what? Let's get all the negativity and stuff. Let's get into the silver lining in this cloud.
And what's that?
The silver lining is that, guess what? DJs still exist in the culture, my nigga. In a major way. They're not behind the MC no more like they used to be. Where it used to be MC and a DJ used to be married. They was fucking Siamese twins.
I disagree.
They had to be there, but they're part of the culture in a way that DJing is still around.
I disagree.
It could have went away completely. You know, DJing, nobody's doing that shit no more, but it's still around in a big way. The people that we like may not be getting a big chunk of the cash out of this shit. And the DJs that are making money, a lot of these celebrity type niggas, but the DJ is still being spotlighted as a DJ. Saying the DJ is still around. It's exactly a phrase that people still say, and the culture still exists as being a DJ.
Don't make me call you Negative Nelly Killer. Yeah,
exactly.
What you about to say, though?
Because just think about graffiti and shit like that. Rap artists, breakdancing and shit. They still around, but it's not as big in the culture as it once was.
Shout out to Justin Boy.
There is no pop act who I believe, and I'm sure the text chain will correct me, but I believe there is no pop act who features a DJ of any substance.
And I just said that. That's what I said.
Did you?
I did say that. I said they're not behind the MC anymore, behind the rapper no more, but the DJ still exists. It still exists is what I'm saying. It still exists.
I think the title DJ exists, but I don't think once you get past a certain age, I mean, like you said, you may have a Kid Capri doing events or doing a over 50 cruise or whatever. People know his skill. People know him. But I don't know if DJs as exist in pop rap, not in the culture of hip hop as a whole. I agree with you with that. But I'm talking about pop rap. So you used to could name a particular group's DJ, EPMD. Okay, DJ Scratch, Jazz Jeff and the Fresh Prince, Jazzy Jeff, Jam Master Jay, Grandmaster Flash, etc., etc. You know what
Peppa
I'm saying?
Cinderella.
Yeah, exactly. You can, and that was part of the culture. Who's Migos DJ?
Whoever they decide
Crickets.
To take with them.
Okay.
Whoever they decide to take with them on the tour.
No, nigga.
But I'm just
Crickets.
Saying. But that shit there, like I said, that don't exist now. I didn't say that existed. I said that he's not behind them anymore. I did say that. When you listen to the show again, you'll hear me say that.
Okay, I apologize. I wasn't paying attention, no doubt. So.
But he was preparing his rebuttal.
Yeah, he was preparing to smack me down. Smack me down.
Damn, is that related to wipe me down?
like your boy, my African American is related to Don Cheadle.
Oh shit, damn. That was good. All right, so next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. This is a true or false. I didn't read the article, just looking at the headline. Is this true or false, yo? Jay-Z accepted his loss to Nas during the Takeover versus Ether feud, according to somebody by the name of Lenny S., who apparently was some A&R at Def Jam at the time. Is that true? Did Jay really accept the L?
He's saying that he accepted the L. I did read that, by the way.
Did you?
Normally, I don't know nothing about what the fuck we talking about, but I did read that because it came across. And I was like, wow. And the way he was telling the story, like, he was like, well, Jay accepted it, and he was really, I'm the madder than Jay was about the L. The way he was telling the story.
Yeah,
like,
everybody up Def Jam was heated about
like,
that
dude,
shit.
You need to come at this nigga. You need to destroy this nigga. And he was like, you know, sometimes you got to take that L. You know, it's the ups and downs of the game. You got to take that. And for me, I call bullshit on it only for this reason. Because Jay had a big ego back then.
Yes!
Back then at that point in time, he had a major ego. The Jay now, his ego is not as big, much more humble. But the Jay back then, the ego, he was on top of the fucking pile. He was the king of rap, king of hip hop. He was considered the king of New York.
Right, and Jay at that time chafed, at least in his public persona, chafed the fact, you know, about that shit. I mean, you're super ugly was disrespectful. I mean, that, well, it's a different time in rap, but, you know, all that being said, I mean, jeez, Jay, it's public persona. I'm calling bullshit on that, too. Maybe Jay did behind the scenes, but in public persona, I'm saying false. Jay didn't accept it, or at least publicly, he didn't.
I wasn't dialed in back then, as you know, so I don't even... All I know is Nas won, that's all. I don't know nothing else about no other shit.
That was great, yo. It was before political correctness tried to invade the culture.
Yeah, but...
Well, you know, that I do know that there was that condom in the car seat comment. Wasn't that in one of them records?
It said super ugly.
Super ugly, yes.
And that's... What did his mom get at him for something? Or somebody got at him about that, so...
Yeah, I think maybe that was the beginning of the. His mother said something to him about that. Like, that's not you. I raised you better than that, boy.
Wow, that's crazy. So, G, you said you had something that you wanted to discuss as far as the. Now, was that a text chain or an email response here?
This was an email response from. Matter of fact, since we're freestyling, let's do this. Because you see me over here, I was going through my phone. I don't usually do that. But I seen some shit happening on the chain this week.
Oh, okay.
So I said, you know what? Let me go through my phone and check it because I remember passing a few things. And I said, you know what? Let's make this segment right here since I'm bringing up this kid that's coming up next. Let's make this segment called the retraction segment.
Oh boy.
Retraction.
I know where he's going.
Yes.
Oh, the Hip Hop Digest retraction.
The retraction segment here is where we're going to go.
I ain't retracting shit. Somebody over there might be retracting something.
Right, so
I'm getting set up.
But this is what we're going to call this segment, right? But anyway, let's go back to the original reason why I even came up with this since you started freestyle. It's because this kid sent us an email and he recorded the response and sent it to us. Named Little Snooty. So shout out to you.
Okay, yeah, shout out to you.
So he was basically saying that when we was talking about the Lord Jamar and versus Eminem shit, and he was basically saying that we shitting on Lord Jamar. Matter of fact, fuck that. I'm gonna play that bitch so everybody can hear it.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, you thought you was safe.
King Killer Kurt G. Egregio. Hey, man, this was inspired by that conversation y'all had with, what was it, Lord Jamar and Eminem. And I could have swore I heard somebody say, you know, Eminem rap better than Lord Jamar or either Lord Jamar can't rap or something like that. But I damn near threw the phone, man. Hip Hop Digest, what? y'all be having me engaged, boy. I'm trying to tell you. I'm yelling at this motherfucker. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? That type of shit. So I remember a while back, y'all was asking about verses. I heard a few of them get posted. I'm trying to see if I get heard. You know what I mean? Put me out there to the world, man. Lord Snooty. Candy Ladies and Ashtray. Candy Ladies and Symbol Ashtrays with a Z. Rendezvousing at the W. Let's go in.
I'm happy to do a retraction already. My bad, Lord Snooty. I called you Little Snooty. Little Snooty. So it's Lord Snooty. And by the way, since we just talked about that digital shit, yeah, that you can
hear. Did you hear that digital transition?
Yeah, that. Yes, sir. But I'm going to have to hit you in the head real quick, Lord Snooty. No, I know I didn't say that Eminem was better than Lil Jamar. I said Eminem would eat him up in a rhyme battle. That's what I said. In a battle, he would kill him. Because that's not his stage. He don't do that.
Yeah, Eminem comes from battle.
Right. He would eat him up in a battle.
So yeah, I think that's all that was said. I don't think any of us said, well, let me think about that. Did he say that we said Eminem is better than Lord Jamar?
No.
You know what?
Or that Lord Jamar can't rap is what he said.
Well,
oh, anybody said that?
No, we didn't say that.
Yeah, but
he might have said that he's the weak link.
No, we didn't say that.
I think I remember somebody said that.
No, I'm going to defer.
I'm going to
refer to Mr. Snooty, and I think it. I don't know if it was me or one of us. I think did say, you know, Eminem is a better MC, but definitely I remember Kirk G saying that in a battle, Eminem will eat Lord Jamar. So we'd have to go back and revisit that. I don't know where the retraction would come in. To me, that shit, man, that's more racial than anything else. That's the way it came down to as far as skills go. Now, here's the thing. Here's the question. Here's the new question. Who has a better catalog?
Oh, Lord Jamar with the Brand Nubians.
Okay.
Well, don't do that.
Bullshit.
No. Don't do that. If we're going to do that, then you're going to have to look at Lord Jamar's individual releases, not Brand Nubian. Don't bring Brand Nubian in this.
Well, then if you're going to go that route, then yeah, I guess you're going to say Eminem if we're going to go that route, because Lord Jamar doesn't have a bunch of solo albums. I don't even remember him having a damn solo album.
Right.
And so Mr. Snooty might have to answer that for himself. And, you know, I might add that you should invest in an OtterBox or something if you're about to be throwing your phone, nigga.
we appreciate him listening to the show.
Oh, yeah, definitely. No doubt. Again,
we get him engaged.
We ain't paying for no phones.
Believe me, he's not the only person that acts that way when they listen to the show.
No.
There's a lot of niggas that hear us talking, but niggas don't know what the fuck they talk about. What the fuck y'all saying?
Ain't that the truth? But now, and this is what I'm going to say. See, that to me, that's a technical point, though. And I get it, what you're saying. You can't bring Brand Nubians as a whole in because, you know, you got Lord Jamar, you got, you know, Sadat X, you know, Grand Poobah, which is a whole nother level.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
the Doogie Alamo.
Yeah, right. You got that whole thing going on. But I'm talking about, again, one of these things, you know, hip hop and you playing the classics or whatever. And this is what I'm saying.
Oh, when you playing the classics, you're going to drop more Brand Nubian joints than you drop Eminem joints.
Right, right, exactly.
Again.
I'm just saying, when you're playing classics, you're going to drop more of their records than you're going to drop Eminem records.
I'm in the process. I'm just saying right now, okay, of recording a lot of 12 inches and converting them to digital, so I have them in the crate, okay? And I just got done doing the Beat Nuts. Actually, I'm almost finished. And next, I'm doing Brand Nubians. There's a lot of fucking 12 inches up there, okay? I don't have but maybe a trickle, one, maybe three Eminem joints. And then on top of that, the Eminem joints might have come off sound bombing or some shit like that. Or game recordings, Bad versus Evil.
So
with Royce the 5'9".
Again, nigga.
Okay.
If you're going to be putting Brand Nubians in it, then you got to put that game and all that other shit in it.
Well, and that's what I said. I mean, I put that in there. But still, the number of joints that Eminem got out there. I mean, my personal favorite is Bitch Please Part 2. That's a personal favorite of mine, okay? But that's not an Eminem Dolo joint.
So don't that. And so at that, that's him, that same energy,
exhibit.
Give that same energy to Lord Jamar. Don't get out of here with that brand Nubian. No, head up. I want head up, nigga. Ain't no tag teams, none of that shit.
It's
who
really
is the better MC?
You really can't
Eminem
do it.
Or fucking Lord Jamar.
And if you want to go better MC, then it's Eminem. Head
hold
up.
Your phone.
See, there you
don't
go. Right. Yeah, watch your phone, B. See, there you go. Here it is. That's what he heard,
but
I think.
But I'm going to tell you.
But I'm sorry. Let me get the name right.
Lord Snooty.
Lord Snooty.
I want Lord Snooty to come back and answer that question. Head up. Who's the better MC? And get out of here with the Brand Nubian. Get out of here with Royce and all the other shit that
actually
Eminem did.
Okay, then what you have to do is that's so a technical point. You got to listen to Lord Jamar only.
Right. When you listen to Brand Nubian records, you got
to
listen
to his
verse.
Listen to Lord Jamar only. And who has the more number of better verses? Again, a lot of that Eminem shit, yo. Technically, I think Eminem is more proficient, but actual performance on the record, Lord Jamar has some really good verses.
Very good point.
You know, on overall, so anybody who's riding with Lord Jamar on that point may have a night, because B, you run through all of his last four albums, you're going to be skipping a lot of shit.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
So anyway, but you know, shout out to Lord Snooty, yo. Appreciate you.
Oh, most definitely. And then the next part of this is our man, Mr. Rush.
Oh,
Big Rush.
Yes, my man. He got at me a little bit.
Yes,
last
he
week.
Did. He did get at you. He said, "Good morning, text chain. Yo, one thing I want to call BS on. Yo, at King Keller, you my man, 40 grand,
woo-hoo!
And all, but." Let's not act like Data hasn't played a part in making music since forever. Motown just called it quality control. And he said most cats who had to connect used to get the Who's Looking list. It was basically a database of all the labels and what they were looking for. You stood a way better shot of getting placements if you crafted records that fit what the labels wanted. Now it just seems like they turned it outside toward the consumer.
So, shout out to Big Rush. That's my man, 50 grand.
And he said some more after that, but
no
I,
doubt.
I stopped.
But that's the gist of it. That's my man, 50 grand. I can respond to that, but the key thing in his statement is if you were lucky enough to be in the know, you know what I'm saying? That's not the general public. I didn't know what the fuck Motown was looking for. Were they really looking for Rick James when they signed Rick James? I don't know. Maybe they was. Maybe they wasn't. Who knows?
I think Rick James, they had to sign him to save the label.
That's true. He did, no doubt. He did. But all that being the case, so yeah. And Big Rush is right, 1,000%. Now it is toward the consumer. Now the info, because it's data driven but I think I did say that at the start of that topic, that back in the days the data driven was kind of more simply quantitative than it is, you know, like it is now. I mean, every single solitary thing is getting counted. You know, if you mention, you know, blackface, that's a hit for that nigga. You know,
okay.
Doesn't matter if you mention him in a Twitter post, that's a hit for that nigga. That's an analytic hit. And that makes a guy who runs that data company. Oh, shit, that's another thing for him. They mentioned his name. Blackface. So, you know, shout out to Big Rush, yo. I mean, you're right. Again, now, if all this shit was just in the record companies, around to the record companies and shit, if you got enough money, and I'm sure maybe, you know, artists are saying, yo, how much does that nigga want for a basic data package? I'm ready to make some money out here.
Data's been around for a long time.
Again,
yo,
I'm going back to the key statement. You could tell a lot about an artist before you hear one note of music.
Yeah, you can.
These days,
most definitely these days.
So shout to that, yo. So, Swerve, you got anything left over?
Hold up, nigga, you thought it was over, didn't you?
Don't get it. I'm going to get it. You thought it was over, didn't you, nigga?
Damn, we are retraction long. Go in.
Yes, sir. This one here is definitely a retraction because your boy, and you know who I'm about to say.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Easy Bake.
Yeah.
He smacked you. pretty hard, my B.
Happy to do it,
and
too.
You better believe he couldn't wait to smack you because you mentioned the wrong damn thing. And when you said it, I almost caught you when you said it when you was
snitching. Nah,
I'm thinking, Questlove, them niggas be putting a whole bunch of different motherfuckers on the stage and shit. So when you said,
Lil
Wayne can't show up at a Roots picnic at King Killer?
Yeah, I fucked up.
Come on, B. And then he put the photo up showing Lil Wayne on there.
Yes. Well, look.
At the top.
Of that bitch.
First of all, yes. Even myself, when I said it to myself, I said to myself, damn, I don't know if I should have said that. Because I didn't think about Lil Wayne. I thought about that other motherfucker from Philly and shit that he had up there.
21 Savages on
YouTube? 21 Savages. Yeah, there them niggas.
What you should have done was thought about Questlove.
Right.
Questlove, you can't trust him.
Right. Oh, Questlove, you just can't trust? Making funky music is a must, number one. But all that being the case, yes, I got, and deservedly so, because I was just trying to run through a litany of joints. And when I said Roots Picnic, God damn it, just like y'all, the minute afterwards, I was like, why did I say that, yo? That's what you get for running your goddamn mouth on the show.
You better believe Easy Bake was happy to smack you.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
We accept the punishment. No problem.
Oh, son, see, and that's what makes the Hip Hop Digest different than other shows, because you can't get away with that over at Joe Budden Show. Can't get away with that. I don't even think Nori and them niggas is dealing with a lot of, you know, back slapping and, you know, that type of shit. But yes, shout to Easy Bake, you know, shout to, you know, Big Rush, shout to
Lord Snooty,
all of them, you know, for keeping us on the straight and narrow. That's what makes the Hip Hop Digest better than them other niggas. Sorry, I just had to plug us a little bit.
I was gonna get that one, Curtis, but you got him. So you got any more? Because I do got a couple of little quick things. You got any more?
No, go ahead,
my man.
Have we done our homework and watched the next four episodes of Hip Hop Evolution?
I have not.
I watched it.
Okay.
I have not.
So we'll wait for you to watch it.
Yeah, we let you get in there because
I watched it already.
To debate to say some things.
Okay,
about it.
So hold down. I'm gonna watch it tonight, and then we'll do our thing. Then I'm gonna watch them tonight. So no problem with that. Before we get out, I want to give a shout out to all the participants in all the events on the Hip Hop Digest text chain, whether they be 12 Inch Wednesdays, 45 Fridays, Snare Slap Saturdays, 45 Fridays. Did I mention that?
45
Fridays.
Yeah, and then 12 Inch Wednesdays.
And 12 Inch Wednesdays, yes. All of that. Soretto Sunday.
What you forgot.
Man. Yes. All the events of the Hip Hop Digest.
And I'm thinking of a new one, man.
Okay.
You trying to keep niggas on their toes every fucking day doing some shit,
man? Oh, I mean, because everybody comes with different shit. I ain't slapping shit on Saturdays. You know what I'm saying? That's for y'all professionals to do that. I might throw a mix on there on Sundays and got them 45s and 12 inches, but I think. Cause the last couple of days I've been listening to like a lot of old school shit, like not old school like Diamond in the Back, some Rutat type shit, but just older music. And I want to propose Breakbeat Tuesday. Well, I don't care how you put it on there, whether it's a YouTube video or you playing a breakbeat, a breakbeat.
Yeah. Now I'm gonna say, but that is part and parcel. Because of those of us who on Wednesdays and Fridays, I post a lot of breakbeats anyway.
Yeah, no doubt. But and see, I post 45s for the music value. You know what I'm saying? The nostalgia of some of the records I got. You know what I'm saying? It's not necessary. I do have some breakbeats, but I see what you're saying. But I'm saying dedicate where it could be. It doesn't have to be a 45 or a 12 inch. It could be a YouTube video or anything, but you know, let it marinate. It's all good.
Oh, you just said you could just throw up a link or anything. Basically, just throw some shit up.
Yeah,
just SoundCloud, whatever. Just throw some shit up a breakbeat.
An obscure joints. You know what I'm saying? Not M2 May for that Puffy song. You know what I'm saying? Nothing like that.
You don't want highly recognizable joints. You don't want can't like touch this. Shit.
Me and T-Bear was talking about yesterday that goddamn, what was it, Frida Payne?
Oh, that shit was dope.
And that JVC Force,
that
Strong
shit
Island.
Was dope.
Oh my God, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I've been on or off, whatever, wherever you from, whichever coast. I'm on that shit, I'm off that shit, whatever. But them breakbeats, yo, right now, that's a big part of my life.
No. Okay, that's what's up. Yo, speaking of that, yo, I will deal with this after the show. Let's get into Kurt G's world famous.
Wait. I'm sorry. I had one more. I got to throw this controversy out there.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Because of what I'm doing tonight.
Okay, here we go.
I'm going to see Jazzy Jeff and DJ Scratch tonight. Yep. Recording night. I have said, I'm on record. You can admit this, King Killer Kurt G. I think you too. You can admit I'm on record where there are times that I'm like, yo, I might think DJ Scratch is a better DJ. Like, yo.
Then Jeff.
Now, here's what I want you to do.
Wow.
Because I did this last night. Here's what I want you to do. There is that that video. I think I forget which software it's for, but DJ Jazzy Jeff is cutting Peter Piper. That Peter Piper routine.
I think that's Soretto. I think.
Soretto, yeah. One of them shits.
That's Soretto, I think.
Gotcha. I listened to DJ Scratch do a routine with that shit. And I'm not saying that. What I am saying is that any day I could go back and forth and put either one of them at number one. If somebody's mad with that, is you might need to do your homework, yo, because Scratch is a bad motherfucker, yo.
And you know what? I agree with you. Scratch is a bad motherfucker. But there's only one time in my entire life that I thought there was a DJ better. This is me, on my own personal, that I thought there was only one time I thought there was a DJ better than Jazzy Jeff in my entire life, and that was Tap Money.
Mm.
I was like, Tap Money is a bad,
that's that Philly shit,
fucking
though.
Boy. Yeah. But see, I was like, yeah. God damn, this nigga's nice. I'm thinking he nicer than Jeff. At that point, and that was the only time I thought somebody was better than Jeff, but Jeff has held the crown throughout the rest of my life.
No doubt.
So that's that Philly shit, because I think that there was a time in my life where I thought Cash Money was better.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
So, but see, that's that Philly shit. So that's some home team shit right there. So I don't know. Look, boy, that's a hell of a controversy. Jeff, because he's had so much success, and so many DJs have studied Jeff that I've seen the Peter Piper routine done by other DJs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I haven't seen too many of Scratch routines done by other DJs because, I mean, let's face it, they need to not be studied as much, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know about that, but that 45 extravaganza you're going to go see tonight, nigga, oh my
there
God.
There will be video.
Oh,
boy.
I mean,
can't wait. So yeah, I'm sorry. Being that that is happening tonight, I'm going, regardless of who is number one, number two, I'm going to see my two favorite fucking DJs in the whole world outside of us, of course. I'm going to see them niggas perform tonight.
I tell you what, one thing I would, and I don't do that all the time because, you know, guests aren't into the DJ game like that, but I would love at some point to have a concrete top five DJ, or not even top five, your top three. We got three MCs, three DJs. I got five personally. I won't go through them, but I'm, you know, shit, nigga. I'm a DJ guy, you know what I mean? And it's part of hip hop, and you need to recognize, you know what I'm saying? And two, more importantly, and because I am older, who are the new guys? Who are the new guys, son? Okay? Because there's a lot of guys our age doing it. You're going to see guys our age tonight doing it. The video with Scratch Bastard and them, they're our age. They're our age and shit. You know what I mean? Who are the young guys doing it?
Who are the young spinners out here? It,
right.
They're going to show you them two little girls. They get busy on the
wheels. I'm not into that pet trick shit, nigga. Fuck that. I want some serious
shit.
He's
not into the cat video.
Nah, B, because unfortunately, that's part and part of the bad thing about technology. That's part and parcel. That, look, I've seen 6-year-olds, you know what I'm saying, hitting the cue points like nobody's business. You know what I mean? And for 6 years old, yeah, I guess I gotta be impressed with that shit. But come on, man, you know what I'm talking about. So for who are the young trap guys who really can cut and scratch, or does a thing exist?
Good question.
It's not necessary for trap music.
Well, all right then. So
Well, thank y'all for indulging with me in that moment that I'm about to have. So,
indeed.
So, you want to continue on?
Are we ready for the world famous now?
Yes, sir.
World famous Kurt G's albums of the week.
All right. This week we got Ty Ferris and Troy Room 39 Part 2. That's Ty Ferris and Troy.
I kind of like Room Ty 39 Ferris.
Part 2. Yeah, Ty Ferris is nice. And then we got Superstition Sacrifice. That's Superstition Sacrifice. An instrumental joint is Type Raw. See you. That's Type Raw. See you.
All right. That's what's up.
His manager reached out to us recently. Let's see if we can get that interview, yo.
Ooh, Ty Ferris.
No, Superstition.
Superstition? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So,
see, all right. Do that.
So, this has been a lightweight hip hop digest. Hopefully, it ain't too heavy for you. And I'm going to say what we always say, we're going to do it when we do it. Peace.
Peace.
Did you say it was a lightweight, but not too heavy?
Yes.
One.
God sense. Yeah, man.
Jackson.
Welcome to the land of the living,
yeah.
Where we don't walk in fear, no fucks are given. I think they took them when I came about the bookings the second time. My possessions was lessened, I find. What the fuck can I expect? God went on the check. Can't even get my bitch to show me respect. Maybe it's the hollow seat of misogyny. Maybe I'm just not the Romeo Big Papa that she thought I should be. But fuck it, I gotta grind on my own time. I tried to tell her that the whole time. A grown man on his own can't stand in his own way. Cramped and he knowing that he worth more. I'm out here telling people that they gotta search more. I'm out here showing people that they gotta work more. You hear the name, it ain't a game. If I ain't rocking, it's the same. Gotta get the people all of what they came for.
Yeah.
Gotta give them what they came for.
Yeah.
Gotta give them what they came for. I know what it's like to want what you came for. So I'ma give you more and more and more. Gotta give them what they came for. Gotta give them what they came for. I know what it's like to want what you came for. So I'ma give you more and more and more.
Yap, yap, homie, you trash rap, you doo-doo. Looking insecure and I ain't thinking about your boo-boo. I focus on the future like a poll reader. So cold for the gold, need a dope meter. I'm eating up everything that's standing my way. Don't give a damn what they say. I'm busy killing what I can handle today. Gotta go to bed knowing that I'm killing it. Guarantee you rest better when you real as shit. The people know, just ask them. Ask about the Jackson that's rapping with passion and mastered his craft. I'm killing it for the fam, I'm killing it for the city. I'm killing it in memory of those no longer with me. I don't gotta lie about no bricks and no keys. It's just dope bars, I'm here to soul feed. Let your soul breathe, get into the rhythm for a minute. I ain't working, I ain't sweating when I'm finished. That's real shit.
Gotta give them what they came for. Gotta give them what they came for. I know what it's like to want what you came for. So I'ma give you more and more and more.
Yeah.
Gotta give them what they came for. Gotta give them what they came for. I know what it's like to want what you came for.
Yeah, man.
So I'ma give you more.
Check
and
it out.
More and
I'm
more.
Seeing life through some different lenses. They rose colored. Got different lenses after losing my brother. See that life still going, gotta deal with it. See the fake separate when the real hit it. I know that time might can heal all wounds, but see who waiting on it. Impatient hunger had your homies writing statements on you. I gotta rock for the genuine and living for my people. Seeking something they can take and not be given. Ain't a handout that you can repay me with. Just say you wanted the dopest and don't flinch when you say the shit. I be on some crazy shit. I be on some chill though. Thinking that I'm snoozing, I won't lose it, I will though. I want that Pharrell though, but not for the cars and the dumb shit. I'm giving my babies all a jump start they can run with, yeah. So tell my daughters when and daddy gone. Papa was more than just a rolling stone, he got it on. Yeah.
Gotta give them what they came for. Gotta give them what they came for. I know what it's like to want what you came for. So I'ma give you more and more and more. Gotta give them what they came for. Gotta give them what they came for. I know what it's like to want what you came for. So I'ma give you more and more and more.
Yeah, you know what I mean? LAD, you know what I'm saying? That's how it is, you know what I mean? Yo. sitting in the restaurant, going over my album credits, eating grilled chicken salad with romaine lettuce, strategizing how to run harder than Jerome Bettis. Pretty women with a fat bubble seem to be my fetish. Everything's copacetic. We bond and I vanish. Had ladies from black, white, Brazilian, and Spanish. Don't know how I manage, but I got them all intact. Keep that pussy to yourself, boo, till I get back. I'm a Mac like Goldie, an old head told me. Never let the feeling of a vagina control me. I'm cooler than the AC inside of a Benz. If you see me with a broad, she an 8, 9, or 10. You can call her a gymnast from the way that she been. Hit her with long dick, relations that never end. I stay going with the wind, blowing through different towns. In the old school 442 with the top down. My flow's like crack, you better believe that. One hit, and the fiends always coming back. I'm wise in intelligence, most times benevolent. Only deal with situations when they relevant. Nigga, my flow celibate, you can't get none. Your own girl won't even wanna fuck you when I'm done. It's locked.
Need some blood, yeah. Shit, I ain't bullshitting.
Swag on incredible, money flow is gorgeous. Evolution of hustlers, black on black Porsches. Running numbers up, first gangster to make the Forbes list. Vicious money laundering, selling coke like it's corporate. Fly young, nigga, bad bitches into the fortress. Some dimes and nicks that bricks, Peruvian is joined forces. Married to the gang, young homie is no divorces. Gang gun tame, you gon' need reinforcements. I am him, respect the Don Dada. Niggas claim beef on the streets, but do nada. I'm a young shotter that's strapped with mad choppers. All I care about all this pussy, pistols and Prada, making dollars in Nevada, Vegas, Park, Sereno, flood, coke and casinos, any place that need blow. Hand me the right dough, you get what you pay for. Chef in the kitchen, I've mastered these kilos. Yes, I'm part of the cartel, move that Odell, and Nick pays me well. Stay lawyered up, I avoid the cell. Kill niggas who tell, fuck who don't wish me well. Roll me your L, shells turn men pale. Stash all the work in a mock Terrell. I tend to excel, watch me prevail. Fail. Stick to the code, I will never fail.
Nigga, I can't get enough, so I don't talk, do not discuss that on my dough. Low on the hush, get money, then calculate it. My nigga, we living lush, what it look like.
My crew by they loot, shake niggas like Beirut. Don't hesitate to shoot, throw bodies off jack roofs. I keep my hands clean, roll green and stretch coops. When phone call, make cowards fall, let wolves loose. Dodge fest pursuits, my nigga, I'm living proof. Design for these streets is fitting like Tilly suits. You were off the rack, hustling, I cut from the same fabric. School a hard knocks, you not from the same campus. Took different classes, young homie, I'm straight savage. All of the hustle, coke dances on my canvas. Avoid the slammer, take me on the year chances. Me body disappear, homicide, got no answers. Yeah, yo, Picasso, blow Basquiat. I'm always on my shit, smoke Cubans on my yacht. Only fuck with models, for L's and give top. From the block to the skybox, I will not stop. Listen, I am made for this. Go on my wrist, I packs a 4/5. Play games with my shit, I guess. Devilish, load up the clips and puff, you don't exist, motherfucker.
Nigga, I can't get enough, so I don't talk, do not discuss that on my dough. Low on the hush, get money, then calculate it. My nigga, we living lush, what it look like.
Carry myself cocky, cause my wrist stay rocky. Cuban links, rocker mains, jealous niggas wanna pop me. Pussies can never stop me, all they can do is copy. When you're bending the wheel, shoot to kill, I leave you sloppy. Keys running from poppy, goddamn, I got the moxie. Possess charisma to control the winner. Says never lock me. Can't disturb my groove. Young pimp is too smooth. Pass the bricks to my muse. Ain't no telling how much I move. I'm low key but flashy. Ruthless and still classy. Fallers pull up on curves. Those birds, they wanna bag me. Stay away from lames. I'm 10 toes in the game. These niggas all strange. Made my fame from slinging cane. Put some respect on my name. When you speak it, one call get you deleted. Beef, I like to eat it. I'm the wrong one. Those hammers, I leave you speechless. I get dough like Regis. That be a little secret. You ain't on Shames and Dane and then team. Cause the crew clock dead. Move made, man, pay no attention to old niggas. It's none of my business how you decide to survive. Just as long as you don't try, our worlds will never collide.
Nigga, I can't get enough, so I don't talk, do not discuss that on my dough. Low on the hush, get money, then calculate it. My nigga, we living lush, what it look like.
Dead on, nigga. Nah, I'm gonna go dead on, nigga. Yo, the team here is strong, nigga. Word, from live.
You can't. I remember when everything was so carefree. Looking to my future with 2020 so clearly. I had my plans mapped out. Trying to tell me I wasn't destined for greatness was aimless because I lacked out. I had to act out everything I saw for myself. I had the faith and I believed like there was nobody else willing to back me up and willing to invest in me. My destiny was trying to do the best for me, and I could never rest, although they tested me, yeah, they questioned me. But I would just confess to me I had a different recipe. I'm focusing excessively but coming up against trials and tribulations and getting judged upon somebody else's limitations. And in consideration of all the temptations and all the frustrations, had to keep my motivation. That doesn't mean I've never shed a tear or had the feeling that the people that I love the most are never there. I've always heard people tell me life wasn't easy, from family that betray you and friends that can play you greasy, from partners you used to love now decided to make you queasy. If I came back from the future and told me, I wouldn't believe me. I'm 2 score and I've seen so much, but thank God he let me breathe so much so I can be so much. And from the bottom of my heart, yeah, I know that it ain't easy, but I gotta tell you anyway.
You can win.
Get it when you ain't getting the credit for the merits and they edit cause you don't fit their aesthetics, yo. Yeah, I see it, but I almost guarantee it. You can overcome these obstacles when you reach and believe it, yo. Yeah, I heard it, they saying you don't deserve it cause they judge you like they perfect, but don't make that be the verdict, yo. Yeah, I know it, but I'm telling you, you owe it to yourself to go and show the world your wealth ain't talking money, yo. And it's an everyday struggle where you trying to build a picture but some pieces of the puzzle are missing. And every time you try to speak, they try and muzzle, won't listen. It's like a competition that you trying to win. Sometimes it seems impossible, but searching deep within for a level of resilience to take it on the chin. So whether you a long way from home or suffering something you don't condone or facing something unknown or wanna be around somebody but you're always alone, or if you're contemplating giving up or leaving the zone, the only thing that I can say is what I told you before. And just because it's from the heart, I'm gonna say it once more. I know that you've seen so much, but you're so blessed to get to breathe so much so you could be so much. And from my very inner core, yeah, I know that it ain't easy, but I gotta tell you anyway.
Around the world in 80 days.
I don't drink the milk,
cause the milk is like a Milky Way, too thick for the average play. Some can't take it, others can't hack it, but it clean. Split in your face, brother, mac it and bust it. Open the doors for a score and pour yourself a glass of that monkey ass ore. Take it like another Mac and lick around the track. Watch it come back like a yo-yo. Yeah, we know they want it. Brothers sticking out their tongues and jumping on it, but I ain't with it, ain't down for the licking. Gotta be right when you're out, hole picking and tricking. I'ma be the one that's slaying them, just like they want me, yo. Sitting on me, splitting like a hand in a mitten. Sewing up bitches like stitches I'm getting. Mine's on the drop of a dime, or when I drop a rhyme, I don't shine and it works all the time. But even if you're smooth as silk, even if you beg, I'm not drinking your milk. Nope.
Damn, that's fucked up.
Straight up, man.
Hey, yo, yo. Yo, fellas.
What's up?
I know exactly what you mean, but my situation,
yeah,
it was a little bit different.
How so?
We'll be down.
Well, about 6:30 a.m. the other morning, I'm like indulging in rough sex, you know what I'm saying? And this girl says, look, my brother, I heard you're smooth. Why don't you do me a favor? Why don't you go down on me? You know what I did?
What's that?
I said, ha! And go like this. Now here's something fly, and also the truth. Girlies be trying to make it drop to the booth shoot, but I'm not with it. That noise you can kill. The young gun of the crew, and I don't drink the milk. Yeah, I might be down for sticking the skeezer, but you'll never catch the smooth still licking the beaver. Why? Because I'm choosy of my booty. Step to me, and you'll see that I don't like sushi. I might haul off when you're taking your drawers off to me. Sorta like a monkey in heat, not with the cotton pickings or the rotten stickings. Far from a blow pop, so I'm not licking or going down under where every man's been, yelling to the top of your lungs to run it in. Nope, no, I won't bore no chick, but it ain't no porno flick, and still I'm not drinking your milk.
Well, goddamn, that's some fucked up shit, bro.
Hey, that's the way it gotta be, my
hey,
man.
Hey, it gotta be that way, you
this
know?
This is 91 and everything.
We don't play that bullshit. Get the fuck out of here.